For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which is amazing this season, so go check it out. And here I am with the gorgeous, talented, intellectual, and creative, ooh, what a mix, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blenda. Hello, Bean.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you today?
Girl, I am so thankful for you today. It is tax time, and Ben can think creatively and hilariously and still be like, okay, here's what responsibility means.
I have been up to my eyeballs in Excel spreadsheets, and we finally sorted out all our numbers. That way we don't get arrested by the IRS for opening up an LLC, okay? We're doing big boy stuff, and it's really a lot to take in. Thank God we have this podcast where we can turn our brains off and talk about things like Summer House.
Yeah, important things happen in life, and it's great to be able to ignore them while we're here. So thanks, you guys, for your support and letting us do this. We are doing live shows across the country every damn month for the rest of the year. All the tickets are available so far at watchwhatcrappens.com, so go get those. If you need your coffee mug or your t-shirt, etc., go over to our Amazon page. You can find that also at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah, and I was just looking. Our Houston show is really creeping up on us. It is I keep sort of thinking it's like 2 months away. It's about 4 weeks away. We have our New York show in 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks after that, it's going to be all of a sudden we're going to be in Houston. So you guys, tickets are still available for that. That's going to be great. You're going to see some familiar faces there, as in some of our super Patreon supporters like Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
And also Rhonda Karam, my mother, and all of her friends. And I told her that people love the Tonta story from a long time ago. And they are making a real Tonta doll to come and be raffled off. So, come on, it's huge.
And rumor has it that Houston's very own Beyonce Knowles will be there. So, I mean, you guys, it should be a night of 1,000 stars.
Allegedly, it's a rumor. It's a rumor.
No, but seriously, the Houston show is coming up, and then Detroit's not long after that. But, you know, go get those Houston tickets, because I think that's going to be fun. Big old Texas show. You know what I'm saying?
These live shows are teaching me that I can leave the house, and it's okay. I'm having so much fun. I'm learning about myself and Ben. Our relationship's growing. Our relationship with you is growing. Just come. Yeah. Also, the Houston show will be a classic recap of Dinner Party from Hell. From
Alison Real Housewives.
Yes. Know that.
Know that. Know that.
There you go. So there's our shilling.
Yeah. Speaking of getting out of the house, let's turn our attention towards Summer House. I have to say, I absolutely loved the first season. I just could not get enough of like Lindsay and reporter Christina Gibson reporting live and their feud, the Lauren Werke situation with Carl, all this stuff. I was just so into it. And so far this season, I've been like, okay, it's cool. It's not quite like there yet. But this week, I was like, oh my God, Carl. I feel like Summer House is back in the place where I want it to be, which is in a super trivial, dumb place where I'm chuckling at everything the entire time. I was like, yes, Summer House is back.
Yes, like Erica said on this week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, what can I say? We're petty.
We're petty. We're petty. Carl, am I petty? Am I petty, Carl?
Is a show about people with jobs and dreams and ambitions who just decide that on the weekends they're going to get fucked up and not remember anything.
Yeah. There were some really stupid arguments on this episode, so let's just dive in.
Yes, this is one where the arguments make so little sense, I rewind over and over, and I still don't get it. And I'm like, look, I love some drugs and alcohol on your free time, okay? I ain't going to even judge that. But what are you even taking that you're talking like this? I can't even follow you, and I type very quickly, okay?
Yeah, it was a little hard to follow. And you know what? At a certain point, you just don't follow it anymore. You just sort of dive into it and just get a sense of what it's about. It's like a great Thomas Pynchon novel. I feel like it's like Crying of Lot 40, what was it, 49, 47, 42? One of the lots that you're crying over that Thomas Pynchon wrote about. Like it's like a 10-page book, and none of it makes sense, and you spend 10 hours reading it because it's like, oh, it's a reference to something on the other page.
Yeah, that's what, he wrote it completely on the toilet. Like when you have a camera crew follow you into the bathroom and record you on the toilet, I'm down for your show, okay? Lindsay was on the toilet for a good 10 minutes, and they recorded the whole thing. Like, I'm in, okay? You're making like an effort.
Yeah, she was like blurred out in the lady area because she was just like, I am peeing right now and I'm drunk and I don't care that this camera is shooting me while I'm peeing.
Yes.
So the episode begins where the previous one left off, which is Lauren Workus shoving a cake right into Carl's face, you know, because she was drunk and feeling a certain sort of way, you know.
Yeah, she got a little bit jealous, and our gay, Steven, was up on his judgment balcony, which is the best set piece of the season, and some girl was like, are they hooking up? And he goes, they made out after Pride, which I love that even at a drunken event, he's still mad about Pride on his balcony. And he's like,
exactly.
By the way, they couldn't even play horse in basketball. Losers!
I also like that Kyle, when he sees the cake in Carl's face, is like, oh, I thought we were going to have a good dessert, nice little dessert. I'm like, what about this ridiculous party makes you think you're going to have a lovely dessert? there's no inclination. At best, you're getting a brownie cupcake from Kirkland, okay? That's the best you're doing for dessert tonight.
It was very anti-I Love Lucy, because that one was at least whipped cream. This was a sheet cake, okay? You're hurting the pan now.
Yeah.
You're hurting the pan, Lauren.
And Danielle, poor Danielle, she really is so bad at like landing her jokes in her interviews. She's like, I learned at the Vineyard not to poke the bear, so I'm not going to poke the bear tonight. Maybe not even the rest of the summer. Danielle.
I'm Danielle. Oh, Puerto Rican girl from Hoboken. I'm like, I get it. You're from Hoboken. You know, that doesn't make you more interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw what happened. Bravo has tried to make Hoboken happen. Okay, it sent the Manzo kids there. It did not happen, all right?
Just go to TripAdvisor, okay? Hoboken is not winning. Okay, everybody?
It is not. It is certainly not.
Carl proves his worth when he washes the sheet cake on in the pool. He washes it off his face in the pool. Don't do that. It's the pool. That's where people pee, okay?
Yeah.
Have some respect, sir.
Yeah, have some respect for those people who are peeing in the pool. They don't need frosting around their junk. Oh, is that where you're not? Oh, you're saying they're seeing a pee on his face, huh?
Pee cake. So Lauren Courtney is just leaves. Still in crazy cray cray mode, and Carl's taking it well. He's like, "You didn't get my hat, so I'm not mad." You know, like I'm Orville Redenbacher today, and that's still working. So you can't make me mad. And she's like, "Live a little, Carl. Liven the fuck up, Carl.
Why are you mad, Carl? Lighten up a little bit, Carl. Carl, why don't you lighten up a little bit? Have some fun, Carl. Live a little, huh? Hey, Carl, look what I'm doing. I'm the old man in the Great Adventure commercials. Come on, Carl. Six Flags. I'm the old man dancing. Who let the dogs out, Carl? Lighten up a little bit."
Who let the dogs out, Carl? Woof, 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 Carl. Woof, 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 woof.
And Lindsay's like, what just happened?
Who made that sheet cake? Because we've heard a lot of guacamole bragging, but no one has bragged about the sheet cake. Who made it? Good job. Nice work. Loved the berry lines.
Yeah, it was well done. I also should mention in the pursuit of full transparency with this podcast, the Super Bowl was this past weekend, and I made the guac. Actually, technically, I had my friend make the guac, but when she came over, she's like, what can I do? I was like, can you make the guac, please? So, yes, the point is I had a vision of guac. And so after all our whole guac rant last week, I'm guilty. I'm guac guilty.
Yeah, but it's the best thing. You should be, because you get credit for the guac. And people are like, that's expensive. You had to peel it. How do you take out the seed in the middle? Like, it's a whole conversation, you know?
Yeah, it was. It was. Amanda seemed a little ruffled by our guac statements last week, because she tweeted something like, next time you guys come over, I'm making the guac, and you guys are going to eat your words, literally, because it's guacamole. Something like that. Don't quote me exactly.
And we will. We get guac.
Because we love guac.
Commendation, of course. You make the guac. It's expensive. Some people put Fritos out, you know?
Yeah.
The guac is simple, but you should get the most reward for making the guac. And she didn't. No one was like, oh, who made this guac? This is some drunk people. They're not even thinking, like, who do we compliment on their guac, you know?
That's why, like, literally a few seconds later in this show, she goes, Amanda goes up to her guacamole and she goes, do you know how hard I worked on this? Yep. Like, the guac trick didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't work because everybody there is too drunk. You need people to have the guac sober. They compliment it. Because by the time she was stirring it, you know it was black. Like, who's going to compliment it when it's brown, you know? Guac has a short shelf life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And did I mention on the bonus episode that the guacamole that I made was Melissa Clark's controversial pea guacamole? Did I tell you that?
You did. I was excited to hear about it, but I was kind of mad after. Like, I thought about it after, and I was like, please.
Well, that's why it was controversial.
Yeah.
Even Barack Obama weighed in on this, apparently, and he was like, that's not guacamole. Even Obama denied it. I was like, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to fly in the face of Obama or any politician, anyone who dares to tell me it's not guacamole, because guess what? If you have it, it's delicious, delicious guacamole.
Well, it's like when people say, this is green hummus. That's not hummus. Call it something else. Call it green. Yeah, call it green stuff. Like, call it green stuff or cracker. Okay?
Fava bean guacamole. How about that? Call it fava bean guacamole. So,
Lauren is trying to attack Carl. You know, she's already faced him with this cake. And she's trying to start a fight. And he's not having it. Because, like, who doesn't like a cake in their face, you know? He's like, I've got white teeth now. And then Kyle is next to him in a mullet with a mic. Just, like, waiting to sing something. And he never got to it. And I was like, is Kyle the bad friend for being a drunk with a mic in a fight? Or are they bad friends for not listening? Because you know he's got some good karaoke songs.
Yeah. He's probably going to do some Foreigner, I'm going to say. You know, Urgent, maybe. Urgent.
I would like to think Phil Collins. I feel like Kyle is young enough but old enough to, like, get the brilliance of Phil Collins.
Maybe he was going to do some Mr. Big. Maybe he was going to do some... I'm the one who wants to be with you, Amanda. Deep inside, I know you feel it too, because I had your guacamole, and it seems like you want to be with me.
We don't know. We can't guess.
We'll never
Maybe
know.
It was Bills, we'll Bills, Bills. I don't know.
So, it could have been. You know, he takes music very seriously. Don't forget last season when Christina was laughing at those random Instagram singers at some party, and Kyle was like, Stop laughing, Christina. It's rude. They're right here singing. It's like, relax, Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle carries around a mic, so...
You know who else also needs to relax? Carl. Because he's like, I don't know, after our conversation about communication, you threw a cake in my face. I'm like, that was her communicating with you. That was communication right there.
Yeah, it's just called physical communication, Carl. Okay? It doesn't only come from penises and vaginas, okay? It also comes through, you know, ruining other people's sheet cakes.
Nonverbal communication.
Yes. She was probably also mad at the girl who made the sheet cake. So it was like a double whammy for her. You know, she's talking to you. Just listen. And he tries to take her own words. He does that guy thing where he's like, you led me on. We had a conversation about conversations, and then I get a cake in the face.
I'm trying to communicate better. Like, that's his whole thing. Yeah, you're right. He does do that. He takes her talking points, which is like, Carl, you need to grow up. I need to communicate better. He's like, I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying to communicate better. You know, learn to do those things. Don't appropriate them and turn it into your excuse.
Yeah, but that's how you argue in a relationship, you know? But then Lauren does the same thing, because she starts arguing like a Kyle or a Carl. She does something completely unexplainable, and then she fucks him anyway. It's like, what the hell?
Well, I like that then we see Lindsay and Carl. They're in a bathroom, and Carl's like, I got fucking cake all over my fucking face. Even though his face was totally fine at that point. It's like, Carl, relax. It was some cake. And this is like an ongoing thing.
Your hat, okay? Yeah. That is real respect, Carl, okay? You can wear that again.
Can, You can still go listen to some Sousa. Just, is it Sousa? D'Souza? Whatever. You can still listen to that in that hat and be proud, okay?
So the real winner in all of this is Amit. Because Amit's like, everyone's stupid. I'm putting gray in my hair like I'm in a community theater production of Fiddler. Like, I don't even care. And I'm still going to hook up with every bimbo here. He's got all these girls around. And he's even hitting on lesbians. And they're kind of hitting on him back. He's like, I don't care that you're lesbians. You know, you're so pretty. And I hate these people, too. And they're like, you look like a lesbian with a beard. Okay, and sex. And sex. Good job, Amit.
And sex.
Yes.
So... meanwhile, down in that bathroom where Carl is still roiling about the cake on his – having gotten cake on his face, Lindsay goes, there's a lot going on. It's 4th of July and Iraq, got back from Iraq. It's just – I'm just a little bit like heavy-hearted. Oh, God.
You know how Iraq is. It's like when like you're making out with somebody and then it doesn't work out and then you're like, oh, my God, Iraq. Like, it's totally the same thing, Lindsay. She's like, I feel really bad for him now that I got dumped by Amit when he said that he had to pee and then never came back for me. I'm like, oh my God, it's totally how every vet feels. You should go tell stories in the fucking vet hospitals, okay?
I just had like a really hard time because I was like in the supermarket. I was in Citronella and basically I saw some Coke Zero and I was like, Coke Zero, which reminds me of Zero Dark 30. And I was like, all right. And like, it's just like a hard time. I just,
it
like,
also reminds me of like when I was 30. Which was like really hard. And like, who was there for me? Were you? Who was, you know?
Who was? AR wasn't there for me. Even she wasn't there for me. My mom wasn't there for me.
Why would you talk to Carl? Why? When you need somebody to feel sorry for anything, even if it's just Everett who's not even there, why talk to Carl? He's like, I got cake in my Orville Redenbacher hat. Okay?
That's all.
I bought this
it's
and
truly
I got laid
all
off.
He cared. Yeah. That's all he cared about the entire episode. I mean, I wrote down every single time you mentioned that cake because it was like everything, which is like, hey, does anyone want any potato salad? I don't know. I got cake in my face, so what do I know? It's like, not really, Carl. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I made out with a meat, and I'm still thinking about
So Carl's like, so Carl in full bullshit mode is like, listen, Linz, you know, anything I can do to help you, like, you know, get over Everett, like, I'm here to help. That's what I'm here for. I'm Carl. I'm here. Even though I got cake on my face at one point earlier today and it was, like, a really devastating moment for me, I'm here to help.
I just sent the rest of that cake that wasn't on my face to Iraq, so I hope that helps.
I made a donation of the cake to veterans, so it should be all good now. I think I fixed it. So while Lindsay's talking about how her heart is heavy about Iraq, Lauren walks in and she's like, at this point, she's just like wasted and she just starts laughing and she sort of like falls down onto the bed in between the two of them. And they're like, okay.
She's like, why are you guys not giggling? Why, Carl? Why, Carl? Cake, Carl. Cake, cake. Cake. She cake, Carl. Cake, she cake, Carl. Carl. Oh my God. My twin is laughing with Brad right now and she's not even here. Oh my God. Do you hear her? Wait.
Oh my God.
I hear.
Carl, Carl. That's funny, Carl, right?
And Carl's like, why are you on my bed? We're talking about cake on my face in Iraq.
And Lauren's like, why am I laying in your bed, Carl? I was like, I think. Was there a deeper meaning to this?
Yeah.
Is this like an escape room? Is this a clue?
Escape room. Every other show has the escape room. Do it. This is the best one. You can't find the clue to get out of Carl's bed. Like, there's a clue somewhere, but no one can find it.
The clue is Carl. You look at him and you say, leave, leave, leave. He's telling you to leave.
It's like, but I like you as a friend. And, like, you can't communicate. And you're like, it's my fault. So Lindsay is like, well, I guess I'm going to leave now because, like, I've been rejected. Like, was rejected from Iraq. I'm like, oh, my God, how do I deal with that? I'm leaving. And Lauren's like, no, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. It's super important. We're both here. Like, don't leave. I'm not here for him. I'm not here for him. You're in his room on his bed, Lauren.
And then, yeah. And so now Lindsay's mad at Lauren for interrupting the heart-to-heart. And so they, like, go into the bathroom to discuss. And Lindsay's like, I was having a completely different conversation with him. I was like, all right. And actually, Lauren goes, about why? She goes, all right.
That's so disrespectful and rude. So disrespectful and rude. She's like, what? And peeing, okay? Like, ever? It came back from Iraq. Like, this is the most sensitive fight ever. She's peeing. Lauren's plucking at her eyelashes. They both wasted.
Yeah.
And then we find out that Lauren really is mad because she thinks they were talking about her. Girl, yeah. Come on.
She thinks that they were talking about her, and that when, when Lindsay said, you know, listen, it's not about you, that she meant, or I think Lindsay said, why does it always have to be about you? And Lauren, I think, thought that Lindsay was saying, why does every conversation with Carl have to be about you? And so then she's like, why are you talking about me? Because then Lauren just goes on, it doesn't make any sense. She goes like, you're telling me that I'm in your way because I had a thing with Carl. I'm sorry, but like, Everett's not even here. But because if he was here, then I would say that I'm in the middle. But guess what? I'm not.
What? It's like, what? Go fight with the unicorn blow up thing outside. It would make more sense. It's like, what are you floating around for? Why are you judging me? Every time I turn around, you're looking at me. It's like, if I'm happy, you're looking at me. If I'm making a cake in someone's face, you're looking at me. What is your problem, unicorn? That would make more sense.
Like, unicorn, like maybe if I were here, then maybe I'd be in the middle of you, like you and an Everett unicorn. But like, I'm going to say I'm not. So like, I don't know why unicorn's like hanging out with Carl. It's just like, unicorn, 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 unicorn.
So this is where I start rewinding. Because I'm like, this has to make sense. Even if it only makes sense to Lauren, I want to know what Lauren's thinking, you know?
Yes.
So I keep rewinding. So she goes, guess what? Everett not here. If he was, I'd say I'm in the middle, which you just said. Right. And then Lindsay's like, I'm peeing or whatever. And she goes, backtrack. You just sat on the toilet and said, I can't have a convo about Carl. And Lindsay goes, about Everett. And then Lauren says,
yeah, she does.
When I talk about Everett, I can't talk about Carl because I'm talking about you. And Lindsay goes, that made no sense. And she goes, you don't get to sit here and yell at me while I pee or whatever. And then Lauren's like, you don't get to. Let me out. Let me out. So now Lindsay's blocking the door, and I have no idea what's going on. I've read this like 5 times as prep for today's
show.
Yeah,
no, it literally makes no sense. Yeah, because – and I even wrote down some stuff in here that I feel like that somehow like you missed because there was so much happening because she was saying because Lindsay was saying over and over again, I wasn't talking to him about you. And I was like, oh, well, then what are you talking to him about? And Lindsay goes, Everett! Like, that moment happened a few times, I should say.
I think and it's then, because when you say something like Herbert, it's like a Mad Libs. It's like a blank space. No one knows what you're saying. And so you can add whatever you want. So the twin is saying, like, you're saying Lauren. She's like, no, I'm saying Herbert.
And because Lauren goes, it's not about you and Everett. And Lindsay's like, no, I was just – in her mind, she's like, I was just talking to Carl about Everett, and now Lauren thinks that Lindsay's trying to change the topic to Everett or something, and it's like – I don't –
it's so confusing.
I'm sorry that when I talk about Everett, it's about – yeah, it's
and
like –
And then once Lauren was like, you don't get to backtrack, now she's going to say backtrack a lot. So
yeah,
then Lindsay also heard
nothing.
Backtrack, and it's not like Lindsay's like some, you know, Rhodes Scholar. So she heard backtrack, and so she's saying it a lot. So she's like, you don't get to backtrack. And Lauren's like, you don't get to backtrack, okay? Life isn't about backtracking, okay? I want out of this bathroom. Backtrack. Backtrack before I was in the bathroom. She's like, but you just said you can't backtrack. She's like, stop backtracking me. Backtrack. What is even fucking happening?
I know. It was a bunch of like that, like, you know, fine. I'm going to take what you just said and yell it back at you. Like, you don't get to yell at me. Fine. Well, guess what? You don't get to yell at me. Yeah, you don't get to yell at me. I'm sitting here peeing. No, I'm peeing. You're standing up at a sink. No, you're standing up at a sink. It's like, what is happening? It was actually a little Christina Gibson-y because that was always her thing. It was be like, why are you acting like that? And Christina Gibson would always say, why are you acting like that?
But she asks you like she's interviewing you, so it matters. You know, she's like, I'm writing it down, and we will understand tomorrow in wet paint what happened, you know?
Yeah.
But these girls are just cuckoo. I don't believe either of these girls would fight and pee at the same time with Lauren, which means these girls are actual friends, no matter what they say to each other. Because you know what, Lindsay? Lauren is talking crazy shit, but no one wants you to hear you talk about Herbert when... Yeah. You're caring after you tried to make out with the meat and you're wasted on July 4th. Like, this is such, like, can I get attention from Herbert serving? No, you can't, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, to be fair, it is a difficult time. I mean, I remember when I thought it was really touching when Lindsay was like, you know, this is like my first July 4th without Everett, and it's just been, like, really hard without Everett, and, like, I was trying to make a Vietnam monologue happened, and my iTunes was like, no, I'm giving you a spinny wheel instead.
Because
Lindsay never said
Herbert.
Any of that.
Because it's only
oh,
for
so here
Herbert.
It comes. Here, finally it comes. Yeah, it only works for Everett. Lindsay tries to do it. It's too late. Well,
yeah,
guess
but now
what?
It's Everett. Stop. So it's like, yeah. Remember 4th of July? I not only came home from Iraq on 4th of July, it's also when I saw Born on 4th of July for the first time. And I was like, wow, was he born on the 4th of July? I still don't get it. But I remember, God, Tom Cruise is handsome.
I remember coming back on the 4th of July and I said, hey, Lindsay, hey, sweetheart, let's go to the Dairy Queen. So we went to Dairy Queen. I was like, what do you want on your Dairy Queen? She said, I don't know, Avra. And I said, like, guess what? We'll put some fudge sauce and some sprinkles on it. And the guy was like, we don't have sprinkles. I said, whatever, geek. Put something else on it.
I ordered a blizzard, and she didn't get it. But I was like, guess what we didn't have in Iraq? Blizzards.
She cried for 3 minutes over that one. The pain, it hit her hard. Almost like a Scud missile in that Dairy Queen.
Made out of Heath bars. Made out of Heath bars.
Thank you for helping me save that bit. It was
Everett. It was, will never it was going... be fired from this podcast. Okay, you can get rid of Everett on the show all you want. You can replace Everett with some girl from Hoboken. I don't care. Everett is still alive on this show.
I was really trying to like transition the Everett monologue into a Lindsay monologue, and like iTunes was just having no part of it, and it was like I felt like the kid in About a Boy singing Killing Me Softly to an auditorium of hostile fellow students. And
well, basically
you came
how
in,
Lindsay
you came in like Hugh
day.
Grant, and you saved me. You saved me, Ronnie.
That's how I do it. But I'm the Hugh Grant after he picked up that hooker, you know, who's like all disgraced. I'm like, what I do?
Destiny Brown, right?
Yeah. I feel like Lindsay gets
Divine
her own.
Brown.
Yeah, Divine Brown. I think like Lindsay gets, or was that Eddie Murphy's? I don't remember. But I feel like Lindsay gets her own sad music. It's like, when your time is running out in the video game, like Mario, and it's like dun 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 dun.
I feel like Lindsay just gets like, she just gets like Sarah McLachlan. She just gets like, you know, something like very like more and more. Like she's in her own personal little affair when she's feeling sad. Avra, I'm all on about Avra. It's just like sad right now. Okay.
I was trying to be like. Single Lindsay, hands to the side, hands to the side. Am I waiting on a tons of people at Hooters? I don't know. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm just trying to move on from Everett, but I just looked at my piggy bank. I was like, Everett loves piggy banks. What am I supposed to do? All right.
This used to be the holiday that, like, Everett came back from Iraq, and now it's the holiday where, like, I had to pee and fight about backtrack. Okay?
Oh, my God. Sorry, McLaughlin, totally got smashed. Anyway, I don't know.
Her theme is playing Lilith Fair in, like, I don't know, like a Patti LuPone concert. You're like, what? What? Where is that coming from? Wrong show. She's like, but I'm single. Do you want my battery torch?
Why is she crying about Argentina? Like, if anyone should be crying, it should be me, because I don't have that one. So it's 1:17 a.m. Kyle is wasted on a couch eating chips. And then we cut to, now we see like fast forward thing, you know, where you see the unicorn thing in the pools.
I'm so sorry, but I have to say this because Amanda, like Amanda's so sweet and non-dramatic. Her drama so far is guacamole, like no one paying attention. And now Kyle literally is asleep and eating, which is hilarious. And she's like, yeah. Kyle, like we don't get any private time and he falls asleep on the weekend with a bag of chips, okay? Like, look at your shirt right now, Kyle. Look at your shirt. Okay, look at your shirt.
How old are you, Kyle? Look at your shirt.
I had to get that in because that is a drama when you're dating someone who falls asleep with chips. It's like everyone who dates me. You know, I remember kind of hearing that. Like, look at your shirt right now. Look at your shirt.
It was the original climax of 7, actually. It wasn't what's in the box. It was like, look at your shirt. Look at your shirt.
It wasn't Gwyneth's head. It was an old Navy shirt stained with dominoes in a box.
So now it's like 6:17 a.m. The sun has risen, and now Carl and Lauren are getting into a hot tub. And somehow after all this, they are now trying to have an adult conversation. But you know, it's like one of those things where you think you're not drunk anymore, but you actually really are. But you've sort of like come through to the other side enough that you think you've sobered up. So they're trying to have like an adult conversation.
Yeah, because you're like exhausted from being drunk for so long. So you're like, we're old now. Yeah. Let's sit on the porch on rocking chairs.
So Lauren, they're sitting in there and she's like talking about like, you know, it's like really hard just like trying to be friends, like a lot of emotions, like a lot of things going on. And like, I'm just like trying to be friends, but it's like really hard. And Carl's like, well, I thought we'd established that. And then I got kick in the face.
Yeah. She goes, when are you going to get over that? Oh, no, that's later. But yeah. He says cake in the face so many times. And then Lauren's like, well, I went off the rails. But like, sometimes you have to break down to break through. Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks for that insta meme. And were they coming from someplace? Because didn't it show them returning from someplace?
I don't even. They may have gone out. Who knows? But they had a breakdown. Maybe they literally broke their car, broke down.
Yeah. But this is when relationships really evolve, when you're wasted in a hot tub and surrounded by like remnants of people you don't remember. Because yeah. She goes, you know what? Like, I had fun. Like, I had fun with that cake. And you know what I want besides cake in your face? Like, I want you to be better, okay? I want you to get better. And he's like, I'm wearing an Orville Redenbacher hat still. Like, I think I'm showing you that I'm not afraid anymore, okay?
I'm not sure I can get better because every time I try to be better, I get cake in my face. What
cake
can I say?
In the face.
Cake in the face.
I just wiped my teeth, okay? Now literally I'm going to wipe my eyelids.
I'm dressed like I'm going to the Republican convention, and I've got cake in my face.
He's like, I've been an open book of Carl, so, you know, like, I've been open in the book of Carl, so, like, it lets me off the hook, because, like, I've written down on Instagram, I'm not going to be with Lauren, okay? So, we can all look at that over and over again.
And last time I checked, I'm not a cookbook, and there are no recipes in there for cake, let alone cake in the face, so read the
now,
book.
Now, straw hats, go to Big Lots, okay? Easy book, guys.
So now it's like an hour later. It's like time for bed. Carl's in his bed, and of course Lauren shows up in her pajamas. She goes, like, "Want me to lay with you, Carl? Want me to lay with you, Carl? Carl, should I lay with you? Huh, Carl?
It's like, what are you doing in my bed?" And she's like, "I'm in your bed." He's like, "Okay, let's fuck. I mean, these two.
Put your weight on me." And then this harpsichord music starts to play, and then we just like cut back to them at like 8 a.m. And those blankets, they're just fucking. Like, the blankets are moving. Like, their feet are facing each other. His butt's going up and down. Just like.
But I didn't understand the shapes. I was like, what are they doing? Is it a hand job shape? Is it a shape? I tried to understand, but I couldn't.
I thought it was, like, just a classic intercourse. I thought it was, like, just full-on sex. And then, did you hear? Then there was, of course, there's some sweet talk where Carl goes, Lauren, you're my girl. She goes, okay.
She's like, okay, Carl, okay. Okay, whatever, Carl, whatever. Because you know that's like his fucking thing, where he's like, my girl. It's like, it's not working anymore, okay? It's a dad song, Carl.
Carl. So, meanwhile, a few hours later, everyone starts to wake up, and they're starting to clean, and, you know, Danielle, she just cannot believe that Lauren and Carl are cuddling. She's like, I can't believe it.
I'm from Hoboken. We don't have flip-flops and pools, okay? She's like, that girl almost killed me, and I have to clean up her sheet cake off the ground.
Yeah, and she's also, like, I'm not touching that. Also, which, by the way, music, was very me. Very me.
That's me, too, and I won't clean it up. I will circle that shit with, like, an erasable marker and be like, Lauren's, okay? I will wait off the judgment balcony upstairs and wait. But the music... All the music on this show is like, we're gonna party, white people look on a party. But this morning it's, which is a military funeral, which A, I'm so sorry, Herbert. B, you can't take that song, which is copyrighted, and change two notes and expect to be able to not get sued. Because they're like, it's still the same damn morning trumpet song, Summer House.
I didn't know that Taps was had a copyright on it.
They probably called it Pats. Yeah,
in honor of the Super Bowl. So so then they're cleaning the kitchen, and Lindsay goes, you guys, Amit and I have made out on the deck upstairs. I'm like, okay, this is sad that you're like announcing it. And also, it was more like you kissed him, and he was like, I gotta go pee, and never came back. That's not really a makeout.
Yeah, and Amanda's like, did it taste like guac? Because that's a real makeout. Because the guac was good, right? Did you like it? And she's like, yeah, total time. Total time.
Did it taste like guac? Because if it did taste like guac, you may have actually eaten the guac, which means I should get some more credit for actually making the guac.
Fun. That guac is dead now, which is why Pats is playing. Okay, it's for the guac. I like when Lindsay walks up. She's cleaning with Hoboken Girl, and she goes, "Whose shorts are these? And why are they inside out?" Which is actually a good question.
So then Amit comes downstairs and they're like, "Amit, did you make out with Lindsay?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Amit," and she's like, "Amit, you told me I made out before I started thinking about all right." He's like, "No, I don't think so." And she's like, "Amit, at some point, you have to stop denying that we made out."
He's like, "We didn't."
"You have to stop denying that you did not make out, Lindsay."
"I didn't."
"Yeah." So then
"We didn't do it, okay? I'm from Fiddler on the Roof. I'm 78 years old, okay? I did not make out with you, Lindsay, by a sliding door, okay?"
"Is this the lesbian I hit on?" "No, it's not. Never mind. Song over." So Lindsay's like, "Newsflash, I don't care if you remember or not. I'm using you because I'm trying to move on beyond Arat." Okay, well.
Are you going to brag about making out with Amit or being with a guy from Iraq? You have to make up your mind. Like, you can only use one storyline a party. Or
yeah.
We're confused.
I'm not sure you can claim that you're using him to get over Arat if all you do is talk about Arat. Like, yeah. Every single scene.
Yeah, it's like a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree when you make out with Amit. She's like, "I was just trying to respect Everett coming back from, you know, the 4th of July or whatever." So Kyle wakes up as sober Kyle, which is really impressive because that guy gets shit-faced, okay?
Yeah.
But he always wakes up like, "Hi, I'm ready to do business. Hey, what do you guys think of markets and, you know, like investment banking,
infrastructure,
blah, blah, blah." It's like, who are you?
Dividends. Yeah. That's, you know what it is? It's the special power of wasps, you know? It's like, God bless them. That's what they can do.
Yeah, and it's like alcohol gone.
Alcohol gone.
It takes me like three days, girl. Like, I will yell at people in the Whole Foods line. I don't care. 2 days later. I'm like, "I got drunk 2 nights ago. Watch out." But he wakes up like, "You guys want to crunch some numbers?" So he starts telling everybody. He's like, "Guys, want to clean the party? It's the Kyle Sober. It's the Kyle Sober radio. Everybody answer it. Copy." And Lauren wakes up and she goes, "What? No." And she goes back to bed. And then Steven has like some packing tape on his eye. I don't even know what he's doing. He's like, this is gay. This is like a gay packing tape that helps my eyes not see Carl acting like an idiot after Pride. Okay. And he was going through Snapchat.
Yeah. And he was pissed. Understandably. He's like, "I spent all winter nursing Lauren Carl wounds and now they're back together." It's like, it's like, I get that. Cause when you're a gay, a lot of times you have to sit and listen to a lady complain over and over and over again about this guy and how she treats him bad, da 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 da. And you give the best advice and you give really good, you think about it, you're there for them. And then what the very first thing they do is get back with the guy that you just spent hours upon hours coaching her away from. And I've been there before. And every time it happens to me, I'm like, okay, I'm like going to downgrade this friendship right now. Because
I'm old now. So now I just say, you get this amount of time. Because I know, here's the worst part. They don't only do the talking part where it's like, "Oh my God, he's so horrible, possibly abusive. Tell me he's abusive and leave." Then when they get back, they're like, "Ronnie said your ass was abusive." And I'm like, now your boyfriend hates me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I have boundaries. Tricky. I'm like, here's, you know, it's not that I don't care about your issues. It's just that you can't repeat stuff. And then also there's a time limit because I want to talk about what it's like when I put something in my shopping bag at Amazon, and then finally when I decide to buy it, it's like the price has changed, you know? Like, I need to cry about that for half an hour. It's as important to me as your boyfriend is to you.
Yeah, how about this? Next time you decide to shade me for my board games, when you say, "Oh my God, that's a lot of board games. You're like obsessed." How about I shade you, be like, "Oh my God, that's a lot of boning with that guy you said you were over. You're like obsessed, okay? I think my board gaming is healthier than your fixation with Carl, Lauren," as if we were just were having a conversation together.
And
which we weren't.
By the way, I've literally done what I just said. I'm like, okay, you had this much time crying. I need this much time crying. I don't even care if you're listening. I need this much time where you say, "Oh my God, you're right."
Yeah.
And even though I know it's fake when I'm getting that reaction back because, you know, I made it a rule, I don't even care. It works. And it does make me feel better about listening to Kyle issues.
Yeah, that's good.
Carl issues. Sorry.
So speaking of which, the gang decides it's going to go off to ride some boats somewhere. So they get into their vans, et cetera. And in one van, Lauren's just babbling away and talking about her fight with Lindsay the night before. And she's like, yeah, I get a little crazy sometimes. And Carl goes, well, you threw an entire sheet cake in my face. I'm like, Carl, please.
And that's when she goes, we just let it go, Carl.
No, that's not when she said that.
It isn't? Not. I have it. No. Lauren,
oh, maybe she
gave
did.
Carl a meet. And then Lauren's like, I'm one of the boys today because, like, I've been avoiding Danielle like, whatever. And then I fought with Lindsay. And then, like, whatever, she peed.
You're right.
Like, she peed at me. She peed at me, okay? Like, how dare she? Carl. I get crazy sometimes. And Carl's like, you put a sheet cake. And she's like, just let it go, okay? We're about to meet Native Americans, okay? Do you think they got sheet cake?
No, this was not the Native American part. This is the – either way, I mean, you could be right. You could be right. I'm sorry to have no-anded you. But either way –
no budding. They all hop up. I work better with no budding because I'm no like, oh, butt. You're right. That's how I learn.
Speaking of butts, so they all get on their boats, and sure enough, Carl moons one boat, and so Kyle moons back. It's like bros mooning, et cetera, et cetera.
I feel the real like they fun... both have waxed, bleached butts, and that's disgusting to say, but the shots of sunset opened the door on Bravo.
They probably do. Although Kyle already is blonde, and it looks like a natural blonde, so his butt may be super hairy. It just we can't tell. It just blends in.
Yeah, Danielle was like, "No one wants to see that, Carl." But she looked. No one else looked.
No one in Hoboken wants to see that, Carl.
Yeah.
So big. Now, after this boat ride, they're all hanging out at the beach, and Lindsay and Lauren are like, "Let's go out down to the water. Let's clear the air. Okay, let's clear the air." So. Lauren is still mad because she thinks that Lindsay said that she – okay, let me see if I can parse this. Okay.
I know. I tried to, too. I put okay. 3 times rewind. That's my first note.
So Lauren thinks that Lindsay said – she thinks Lindsay said, quote, like, I can't even have a conversation with Carl without it being about you. And Lauren's like, well, I don't know why I was – like, why would you say that? Like, that's so rude. Like, why are you having talking about me? And so then Lindsay's like, I wasn't talking about you. What I was talking about was Ara, which is hilarious because it's the exact same fight from the night before.
And then Lauren goes, you literally said it. Literally. Like, you literally said it, backtrack. And then Lindsay's like, I can't even talk without you interrupting. Look at my hands. They're to the side. Who am I serving? I don't know. I'm still single Lindsay. Still single Lindsay. And then she goes, It's hard. It's really hard. And she goes, I was talking about Everett. And then you came in. And she goes, I never talked to you and Carl last night. Like, literally, I never talked to you. What?
And then they show a flashback of Lauren literally barging in and interrupting them.
Yeah. Whatever you're using, share it with the audience. Because we're like, what? Like, this should not be a David Lynch movie. Okay.
So then it would be pretty interesting if it were, though, because then like an atomic bomb would go off in the middle of it for like 10 minutes. So then Steven and Danielle, meanwhile, are elsewhere on the beach, and they're just getting annoyed at Lauren and Lindsay fighting. Like, oh, they're just fighting. Why do they have to fight? They're so annoying. It's like, now they're getting mad at the fighting across the beach.
But it's always the boring people who are like, why is this so dramatic? Because you're on a TV show. Okay,
yes.
That's why. Next time you're going to, like, have sex with lesbians, show it. Like, do it on camera, okay? You're on TV.
So Lindsay's like, let's take a deep breath. And Lauren goes, you can take a deep breath because you're very defensive, Lindsay.
So many deep breaths. Because they both did. Like, they were like, okay. It's like, oh, my God, what are we at the doctor's now? Jesus Christ.
Carl, did you hear my deep breath? Carl's not here for you. I'm taking deep breaths. Carl.
Lindsay,
you're such a
twin.
Victim, Lindsay.
Carl,
you're such a victim, like, all the time, Carl. Lindsay's a victim, and Carl's got a kick in his face, like, whatever. Like, deep breath. Wait, am I exhaling or inhaling? I can't tell anymore. I don't know. I don't think I'm breathing anymore.
Waiting to inhale, exhale. Like, did Carl dump me? Did I dump Carl? I don't know. But all his shit's on the lawn anyway. So the gay and Danielle, he's like, oh my God, it's like Zen. Deal with it in the city. And Danielle's like, the weekends are to relieve stress. No, they're not. Okay. No. The weekends are to pee in the ocean and try and figure out what the fuck Lauren is talking about. Okay.
There's no part about driving 3 hours to Eastern Long Island that sounds like it's about Zen. Okay. That's pure stress. I went to the Hamptons last summer and I went on that jitney and it was a miserable experience. I mean, it was like pure stress. Okay, the Hamptons are not about stress. The Hamptons are about Zen. They're all about pure stress and hoping to find Ina Garten.
Yes, they're about, you can't even walk on the beach there without getting a rock in your fucking toe. There's so many
Yeah.
stones on the beach. It's not relaxing, okay? It's stressful. It's the city beach, okay,
But Stephen
people?
was funny because he's like, what I learned last year is that if you have a problem and you just point out a bigger problem, yours suddenly goes away. And it's true. That's his entire last season. Like, all the shit that he caused, he's like, look, they're being worse. And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, just do it from a balcony. Okay?
Yeah.
That's where to do it. So Danielle is.
So,
Okay,
yeah.
my notes go crazy on this show because they intercut a lot. They're like, look,
Yeah.
these people on a beach, those people on a beach, nothing's really happening, but you're going to have to write a lot of notes.
Yeah.
So I put Danielle saying, I blew it by putting Lauren on the Carl spot, but, I'm just going to stay away from her.
Yeah.
And then back with Lauren and Lindsay, Lauren's like, when things aren't about you, you can't do it. You can't even talk about it. Like, for example, how you were talking about you and Carl, like how you and Carl made Everett come back from the Born of the 4th of July thing from Iraq. It's like, oh my God.
And Lauren's like, you're a victim always. You're a victim with everyone. You're a victim with every relationship you've ever had. And she's like, Lauren, what I said was this. And then she starts to try to explain herself. And Lauren's like, put your hand down. Don't get in my face. You're putting your hand in my face. What's your fucking problem? What's your hand in my face? Your hand's not in my face. Your hand's in my face. Your hand looks like a gun. It must be Everett. 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 Carl. 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 Everett.
Oh my
Carl. Carl.
God,
Everett.
I was so confused. All the friends were confused. They were like, are they getting along? Are they fighting? So Carl goes, come on, let's talk. And Steven's like, of course, he's never there when you need him. But if there's one thing Carl is good at, is fucking your shit up. Okay. He's like a wrecking ball. I was like, okay, Miley.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he goes, let's
And
not be fake. Let's not have a fake kumbaya moment. Let's just go back on the boat. And
yeah.
then Amit's like, if this were Survivor, I'd wish to be the first one kicked off. Okay. This sucks.
And Cal's like, can you girls just enjoy the fire? Can you just enjoy the fire? So now everyone's
Miranda's like, I
fighting.
agree. Guess what doesn't need fire? Guacamole. Did anybody like it?
Hey, guess what? That's not charcoal. That's just old guacamole turned black. Thanks, guys, for not eating it.
And then down at Mensa, Lauren's like, if you don't want to be my friend, Lindsay, just say it. That's pathetic. And Lindsay's like, you don't want to be friends with me? Just say it. Backtrack. She's like, backtrack, 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 backtrack,
What does this have to do with me? Like, if I like, why does it always have to do with me? I'm talking about Avra. No, you're not talking about Avra. You're talking about this boat right here. Why? I like this boat. I like this boat too, but it's really for me and Carl. No, it's for me and Avra, Avra, Carl.
Oh, what is happening?
So, and Carl's like, my favorite holiday has been ruined. So then it's like nighttime, and everyone goes home, and Lauren gets in bed with Carl. So the cycle repeats itself. And then it's July
A
4th.
commercial came on, and they showed this Bethany Frederick show, which we're not covering,
I
but
watched 2 seconds of it.
you did?
I can.
Was it good?
It was beyond awful.
I figured.
Beyond awful.
I
Beyond.
figured. Like, I'm not even gonna go there because they're making an effort, so good for them. But when did
Ever?
Frederick get that made up voice? That's not his voice. He's like, oh, now I talk like this. I'm like, what?
Rock? Rock?
When did you make up that voice? And that's all I have to say about
I just watched a scene where they like had like a faux picnic with some construction workers, and then Bethany's like, Frederick, I don't think that this is like since when does like a Serbian like construction workers like to have a picnic? Like what's the matter? What's going on? Like I don't get this. Like honestly, like coming out after this picnic thing, I was like, this is so staged and so annoying because I don't think Frederick is that entertaining. And basically, he and Bethany are just super on. Like, look how funny we are. We're being hilarious. It's like bring
Just
back
like
Mary Ann.
Amanda back at the beach. Because when we come back, Amanda goes, should we just leave that Jenga? And Steven goes, just leave it. It's okay. I was like, do you see this was better?
Yeah.
Like
And
this, I'm here for.
Lindsay goes, it hasn't been easy without Avrat this summer. I'm like, oh my
Oh,
God, Lindsay.
jeez.
I mean, could you just like make out with this bitch because like we cannot deal with this Everett stuff anymore.
Yeah, I need it to be about a meet.
Yeah.
Okay? Just let it be about a meet. Everett's not here. I want him to be here, but he's not. Okay? So
Yeah.
let's have a summer house cleansing song. Okay? The song is
Yeah.
like, come on, let's go. Oh. Come on, let's go. Oh. And everybody literally was like, let's go. Okay, let's get in the car. They left.
And then it's like, gang in the city, people in the city. Lauren just got to work. Steven's looking at a PDF next to a fountain with like one of those like French little boats in it, you know, in Central Park.
Lindsay is still pissing off her roommates. She's still working from home. And we don't see her assistant. So I don't know if it was like someone from Craigslist, if it was her couch. I don't know who she was talking to, but she goes, "What we really need to focus on are holiday gift guides."
Didn't Lindsay, wasn't she representing a restaurant called Guac last season?
I don't know what it was called, but she was like, "I got the taco contract." That's what I remember.
Got the tacos. So Danielle is in her sad, depressing hope get a pardon, and she's like, "I'm running out of money. I was laid off, and I feel like I'm wasting my life." I'm like,
Yeah.
"Yeah, probably are."
I make websites. Am I wasting my life? I don't know. Is it the weekend yet? Come on, let's go. Let's go. So then we
Then.
get Kyle, sober Kyle, which, you know what, Kyle? I love you. Met you in real life. Love you sober and drunk. I think I like drunk Kyle better, and I'm so sorry if that's hurtful, but sober Kyle. Kyle's like, "Hey, brah.
The
Is it
Economist, am
blue
I
and
right?
yeah?" He's like, "It's blue and tan day. I know this rich dude. We're both wearing blue shirts and tan shorts," which auto turns me off because I'm like, "Oh, straight guy code." You know, it's like, "Look, it's code for we're sober today." You know.
Kyle basically is visiting Julio, a former hedge funder who retired early because he's so gosh darn rich.
To be
And
specific, he retired literally before he was 40. Okay, go on.
whoa, literally before he's 40. And so basically, Kyle met him out in like Sag Harbor and woke up naked on his couch. And they've been friends ever since. So Kyle is pitching his new nutrition app where you basically take a picture of your food and then someone passes judgment on it, which I kind of like.
I've never heard of that before. He's like, "People need to like log their calories." I was like, "It's called Lose It, okay? I love your gumption and I love your work ethic, but your ideas need to be better. Like the ballless shorts, those are swimsuits, okay? They have ballless short, you know, they're swimsuit shorts. This, you're going to a dude's house who's like, "You look different with your clothes on." Okay, that's how your meeting is starting. So make it about dick or be
Just make
broke,
it a
is what
bad
I'm
dick.
saying.
Just make it a
Yeah,
bad dick.
I couldn't think of anything else. Make it
Well, I'm
about dick.
also wondering about the feasibility of, okay, I've just ordered this dish at a restaurant. Here's a picture of it. What do you think, nutritionist? And the nutritionist's like, "No, that's terrible. You shouldn't have it." And then what? Like, well, I ordered it, so I'm
Yeah,
just
we
gonna
have
eat
that in
it.
our head. It's called guilt. You know, who's gonna be like, "Oh, look, I just ordered, you know, the Parmesan bread bites that were free." No one's gonna admit that. That's a problem, you know? My lose it looks like there ain't nothing for months. And then I'm like, "Look, I had a pack of almonds and some whole wheat cereal." The fucking website doesn't know about all the other, the Wendy's, the Burger King, the hatred, the self-hatred, etc. You need a queen in real life on a nanny cam to be like, "You fat bitch. All right, eat that Domino's naked in a mirror and see how happy you are."
You don't even need a
That's an
queen to
app.
do that. You need to just go to the gym once and have some muscly queen just look at you and be like, and just walk away. Like you're just not even worth their time. And then you're like, "I am never
Yes.
eating again. Ever, 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 ever,
You don't
ever."
need support. You need hatred from the outside world
Shame.
and judgment
There's
and shame. Yes.
that's what Kyle's name is at. Shame. Like
Shame.
something that shames you.
Yeah, it needs to be like, "Bloop, bloop. You fat fuck. You didn't do shit today. You're ugly. That's why you'll never find love or even be able to have enough energy to masturbate." That's an app.
I would also welcome maybe an app that has Kevin Lee pop up and say, "What's wrong with you? You
Oh my
gained so much
God.
weight. You gained so much. Seriously, it's out of control. I'm telling you this as a friend. I need to help yourself."
Oh my God. And we make a lot of Katie jokes for fun after the ranch dressing thing. But really, Kevin Lee,
Well, the ranch dressing jokes are not about fat shaming.
yes, it's
It's
like
about
fuck
like that
off.
funny comfort food moment where you know, like that moment where you're just like so angry and depressed, you go for something, and Katie's thing that she goes for is iceberg and ranch. And by the way, I had a whole bunch of ranch today, so I'm in solidarity with the ranch. But fuck off, Kevin Lee.
Yeah, fuck you, Kevin Lee. You're in a wig and Yoko Homo glasses, okay?
That's
Shut
what I
up,
said.
okay? Do you want everybody to judge you at the same time? Look, I'm told that all the time because guys get it. Like, guys tell each other that shit all the time. Like, "You've gotten fat. What the fuck? You depressed? You need help." Like, guys talk like that to each other. Not necessarily Kevin Lee type guys. But guys will tell me that and I don't cry. But you don't talk like that to girls. And also, Katie's fat? Like, yeah, she's gained a couple of pounds, but she still looks really, really good.
Exactly. Here's a funny bit of shaming. My computer just tried to take Amanda's name in my notes here, and it just tried to lowercase it. Like, she's not a proper name. It's like, wow, that's real shady, computer.
I know. Tell Siri that that bitch made guac. Okay.
Serious. Serious. Not impressed. So anyway, now it's the weekend again, and there are people going out in their cars. Carl is driving with Amit, and they pass by Amityville Horror, which is a real town. And he's like, Amityville. He's like, Amityville. Who would name a town after you? Amityville. Get it? I had cake in my face. I'm sorry, my jokes aren't landing.
Well, so far, every week, someone makes an Amit joke. Last week, it was like some bimbo going, it's good to Amit you. And the week before, it was something else. And I love that Amit is getting name shamed by all these white people. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, look, it's a non-white person on Summer House. And they're like, Amit?
I feel like Amit is a deer. Like, I feel like I would only see him if I were looking out the window. And I was like, oh, look, there's Amit in the yard. And then you go out to say something and he runs away. You know,
like, he doesn't need your attention, but he's fucked every lesbian deer in the forest just to prove that he can. He's like, I don't need lions on this show. I have gray hair and I'm getting laid. OK,
to be fair, when he does talk, it's not always the best content. He's like, if I were a Looney Tunes character, I'd be Pepe Le Pew and Carl would be the Tasmanian devil because he wrecks everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sometimes he comes in and crushes. Yeah, I don't need that, but I love the Amit jokes. I feel like he's Amit just there as fodder, you know?
Yeah.
And to be so, like, you guys are gross, and I sleep on couches, like, every day.
Yeah. So back at the house, everyone has arrived, and Steven has, like, a ton of Amazon Prime packages. It's like, is this Catherine Dennis living here? And so they're like, wow, there's a lot of packages for Steven, and Carl's like, yeah, basically, Steven works for Amazon Prime, or he doesn't have an apartment and has nowhere to ship them except for here, huh? And Steven walks in just as Carl says that, and Carl just starts smiling broadly, like, I was caught in my shady joke, but it was funny, right, brah? It was funny.
Totally caught. It's a shady joke, but you know Steven was like, I have nowhere to stay. Where do I send my stuff? And it's like Carl just threw him under the bus.
He's like, don't talk about me when I walk in a room, Carl.
Yes, and what is he really mad at? The bromance with Amit and Carl, which, you know, I get, because he feels, like, thrown under the bus. That said, Amit is not going to require the, like, emotional response you need, you know? That's the difference with a real bromance and a homomance, okay? A homobromance, because every gay guy, especially new, it's so exciting to just be with a guy and it's normal and you have this friendship and it's great and you accept each other. It's not the same thing. You know, we've all been there, but it's not the same thing. And you just can't win this, you know? And Steven tells us, he's like, I've been there and you're not smart enough to get out of it. Well, neither are you. You're still in it too. You just got mad over Amazon Prime boxes. And I get it. I've been there. You just have to cut the cord, cut it clean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So now it's like, now it's nighttime and everyone's getting ready to go out. And I don't know if it's nighttime, but they're getting ready to go out. And they're all in their cars, and it is nighttime. This is really important to me to nail down whether this is nighttime or not.
Well, how can you follow this show? I don't know what my notes even say, and it's like 2 days later.
Yeah,
okay,
no, it's
but
nighttime,
I do have to say this. Lindsay goes, this is how you know Lindsay's roommates always hate her, because she goes, there's tension, but let's brush it under the rug. And I was like, ugh, she doesn't even know how to sweep things under the rug. She's like, let's brush it. Dirt is not hair, Lindsay, okay? Make some effort. Terrible roommate.
It's so funny. Whenever I clean, I think about Everett, because he's always like, I want to bounce a quarter off of the sheets. And I'm like, Everett, how can you bounce a quarter off of a sheet? A sheet is soft, Everett. I still don't get it. So Amit, as they're driving over to the bar in Sag Harbor, Amit asks Steven, he's like, hey, so have you ever been in a vagina? And Steven's like, honestly, Lindsay is desperate enough that I could probably fuck her.
But it's not worth it, because I know her psychotic tendencies. And everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. But they've all thought about fucking Lindsay, you know?
Lindsay's probably in the other car being like, you guys, Steven and I, we just like totally fucked.
Oh my god, that's really drunk to get Steven to fuck. Because Steven's like a real gay. I feel like Steven's penis would just be like, no. Like, even if Steven was into it, even if he was on his, like, unicorn floaty thing, and he's like, I could do this, I could try it, and he's, like, floating, and Lindsay's on top of him, I feel like his penis would detach and run to the balcony and judge it.
Yeah. His penis would basically do... His penis would look like the little shoe in Who Framed Roger Rabbit when the evil judge is putting it into the dip. It's like... It's like trying to, like... And then it just, like, goes in and is like... Everett, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way, Everett.
Why don't you do right, Everett? If you don't do right, I'm gonna, like, try and fuck a meat by a sliding door. Okay?
Everett left a will on the back of this paper.
It's the worst Roger Rabbit ever. So we know it's Summer House because they go to a bar and they all have, like, douchey neon green drinks. I'm like, who drinks like this? And how are none of you sick? I think you're right about the white stomach.
Yeah, no, it's true. And don't forget, like, this bar, I got some very distinct flashbacks to shows like Princesses Long Island and also Secrets and Wives, these cheesy-ass Long Island bars. And even though Sag Harbor is sort of, it's not really the Long Island that we know and love from those shows, it was, there was something about these, like, white walls and bright lighting that just took me back to those shows in a good way. This was a Sag Harbor that was, to me, removed from the Countess Luann one-on-one with Andy Cohen, you know, where it was like a quaint upscale Sag Harbor. This was like a, where is Ashley and is she going to pop out and ask for her dad to come save her?
Yes, this is a location scout Sag Harbor where they're like, look, these idiot white people who are trying to pretend they're in the Hamptons need neon green drinks. Where can we do it? Oh, yeah. The Sag Harbor Chili's ripoff, Millie's. Okay, we're there.
Yeah, so Lindsay is now trying to be single Lindsay again. And, you know, when they all walk in, Amanda sees some guys that she knows, some hot guys. And Lindsay's like, oh, my God. I was like, so she winds up talking to them. And she's like, oh, my God, you guys know Amanda? I was like, who are these hot, these cute guys, Amanda? Like, you know them?
Oh, my God, poor thing. And the guy was like, I'm actually ready to go. I just called the car. I was just talking to Amanda to congratulate her on the amazing guac. I saw it on Insta. It was fantastic.
Amanda, I think that she's, like, into me. Can you put in a good word?
She's like, oh, my God, you guys are so cute. I'm single Lindsay. Single Lindsay. They're like, no. Why is she waiting tables? No.
Amanda, why is it, like, every time I talk to a guy, they're just, like, obsessed with your guac? You didn't even make guac, so what's wrong with them? I did make guac. Thanks.
Backtrack. Okay, so Lindsay's like, this is the summer of single Lindsay, and it's not gotten off to a good start, but I'm ready to press the reset button. I'm like, please don't bring out a reset button prop, okay? Please.
She's just going to bring out her easy button from Staples. That was easy, Albert.
4th of July. Albert, you want to make out?
Everyone, meanwhile, is like, hey, where's the meat? And then just cuts to a meat. Bring three girls home. He just doesn't care about the rest of the cast.
Like, yeah, Meat's like, I don't fuck these people. Just wrote a Meat getting laid.
Yeah. So then Kyle's getting wasted. It's so wasted he's just full on eating limes. He's not like sucking the juice out of it. He's like chomping on them.
Gotta stay healthy.
Yeah, and Amanda's now on this whole kick about, like, I never see Kyle during the week, and then, like, on the weekends, he's wasted. And, like, look, he's wasted now here at the Sag Harbor Bar. Mm-hmm. So she starts getting really snippy with him. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah, but he's being mean for no reason. He's making little comments and stuff. He's like, I resent having a girlfriend in the summer house. Like, we're past that, Kyle, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So at home, Amit basically brings a girl into the bathroom. She's like, is there like a sink? And he's like, in every bathroom. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got your bathroom. Something like that. More or less. Don't quote me on it.
Pretty much, yeah. So then they all go home. It's 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Says the Chiron. So Amanda's like, I'm home. I'm going to cry. And I love that Amanda is just so gorgeous that she's like, I'm taking off all my clothes right in front of the camera. That's how much I don't care. Like, I love your rebellion. She's like, I'm hot. That's how I rebel. Yeah. So she goes to the bathroom and she's like, hi, Jamie. Oh my God. Kyle's like so fucking mean. And then Jamie, who's probably me, is like, Now, listen, I'm going to talk about my board games for 30 minutes after this. So get it out, because I've heard enough Kyle shit.
And she's like, he doesn't see this. Yeah, she's just basically sobbing. And then meanwhile, Carl and Lauren get into bed, and Carl's like, they're just cuddling. And then Carl, of course, being the impresario, is that the right word? The whatever, Svengali.
He goes, I don't know. Like, I'm like confused. I'm like, what? That was so many syllables. I'm single Lindsay.
So Carl tells Lauren, sometimes you got to make the first move. And she's like, why do I have to? Because I don't want to lead you on. It's like, shut up, Carl.
Yeah, shut up, Carl.
She's in your bed. She's in your bed.
She already made the first move. She called your bed. Because before, yeah, she was like, this is my bed now, Carl. Carl, Carl, bed, bed, Carl, bed, Carl. Bed, sleep number, bed, sleep number, bed, 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 bed.
Sleep number, what's your number? My number's yes. 7. What's yours, Carl? Carl,
do you like I don't even care. Do don't even tell me. Phone? Don't even tell me, Carl.
Phone? Because spring, like, spring like, phone?
Your sleep number is your month? Right it's spring together month? Or not at all.
Do you like autumn? I like autumn. I like autumn, but I also like winter sometimes. But summer's good. I mean, we're in the summer house.
So Lindsay and Kyle are in the kitchen. And Lindsay's like, Kyle, like, I like that you know how it feels now, like, to be in a couple in the summer house. And he's like, what the fuck? This is not the same thing, okay? It's like comparing a cold with dying, you know? It's not the same thing.
Don't talk about everyone dying, okay? So Amanda's like, I'm going to sleep in the bathroom with my perfect breast that can't even be masked by the blurs on Bravo. He's like, ever, Amanda!
Have you ever been the one to sleep in the bathroom when you're mad? I have.
No, I've never been in that situation.
Well, it's like wasted when you're like, yeah, that's it, I'm not sleeping with you, and then you wake up kind of over the toilet. It's like, I could barf or I could murder you. I'm going to choose murdering. You know? So she did that. She's like, I'm going to sleep in the bathroom. And Kyle goes, way to make no sense.
Good luck finding an investor for your app in the bathroom. I'm going to find some dude's couch.
So the next day, Amanda is gorgeous. And she's back with the normal Kyle, the sober Kyle. And she's like, you know what? It's not a battle. Like, at the end of the day, guacamole wins. Right?
And he's like, yeah. Stock market securities, bonds, trades, Warren Buffett. Yes, agreed.
He's like, will you give me $25,000 for my calorie count gap? She's like, no, that's the wrong. You're not on couch right now. And he's like, okay, let's start over again. And I was like, this is the couple that's going to win in the end, you know?
They will. Meanwhile, the couple that won't win is Lauren and Carl, and they're waking up, and Lauren goes, Carl, Carl, you woke up to your best dream today. Me, Carl.
Carl, and then Carl, dream. Like every best dream, goes, then make the bed. My dream is having someone to make the bed. And she's like, that's my bed now, Carl. You make it while they start making it. I don't know. Dream, sometimes Carl. The best couples are just fucked up people who are like, let's go cheat on each other and then fight about it later and fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But the other people who get caught up, that's the trouble. You know, it's the gay, yeah. It's the Lindsays, it's the friends who have to stay on the phone. Like, have your fucked up relationship. I'll support it. I'll pat your head when you're crying, sleeping in the bathroom, but don't make me listen to it every day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So now, now the day is getting going, and Danielle has set up some sort of clam dig in an effort to bond the group because there's been too much dysfunction. I'm like, damn you, Danielle, don't bond these people. We don't want to see bonding. Well, just keep tearing them apart.
Yeah, I think it was her, but I wrote Gay Dan set it up. So you see, I'm giving him credit because he's one of us. But
there is
like,
no Gay Dan.
Yeah, no Gay Dan. So Gay Hoboken Dan. So Danielle. She's like, any summer house I've ever been a part of has had this, like, no one has had this shitty of an attitude. So I set up a hopeful bonding experience. I'm like, good luck, honey.
Yeah. So a few people go forward. And meanwhile, in the second car, they haven't left yet, but they're still hanging around. Carl is using sunscreen as deodorant, I believe.
I feel like we've all fucked Carl, you know? Yeah. Like, we all know that guy.
Yeah. He's a problem. So Kyle, Lindsay, and Amanda are talking about Carl and Lauren, and Carl walks in, and he's like, what's going on here, gents? And he starts explaining his situation with Lauren. He's like, well, we have such amazing chemistry, but right now I just really want to be your friend and figure my shit out. I'm like, fuck you. No, you don't. Have you seen who you've been waking up with the past, like, 3 mornings in a row?
Yeah, but I can't even feel anymore because she knows, you know?
Yeah.
And now we've seen that she has equal crazy. So, you know, have fun with your crazy game.
Yeah. Yeah, I get mad whenever she says she's over Carl because she's not. And I get mad whenever he tries to act like he's mature in the situation because he's not. You know, just at least fess up and be like, you know what? We just like to bone.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, I'm actually fine with both of them now. I understand they're both crazy. They're going to keep fighting, fucking, involving everybody, then fucking anyway. So who cares? Just let them have fun. Just be like, Lauren, I feel for you. That's it. Pat her on the head.
But I don't. Yeah. What I don't like is the stream of bullshit that comes out of Carl's mouth when he says things like, I'm just trying to figure out a way to grow up a little bit and communicate better. It's like, see, I think the reason why I get more annoyed with Carl is because Carl is trying to present a slick version of himself. Like, I'm growing up. I'm mature. He's almost like he's just mid-pivot to the next woman trying to create this image of himself as a mature, growing but flawed person who's self-aware, whereas Lauren is, I think she's actively really trying hard. She's really, really trying to be over Carl, but she just can't be, you know? And
but
that's the difference. She's not trying to be slick.
She's smart enough to know he's told her the truth. Carl is like Jax. He's that post-pop psychology guy who's like, I'm a terrible person. I do terrible things. And then everyone's like, oh my God, he admits it, which means he's working on it. No, it doesn't. It's like when someone says, I killed 5 people in the court of law. They're not saying it because they're coming to a different place. They're saying it to get a lesser sentence, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is to me. It's like he's saying right to her face, but she's thinking, I can fix him. No, you can't. Yeah. And he's telling you right to your face, you can't fix me. I will use you. And you're still being like, he's broken, I can fix him. Wah.
Yeah,
no.
Carl. So over at the clam digging, they're digging clams, and Steven is not enjoying himself. He's like, I think I can safely say that all types of clams are off the menu for me.
So Lauren's like, look, here's my best friend, Carl. Isn't he cute? Isn't he cute? It's Carl. It's Carl.
Carl.
It's Carl.
Carl.
It's cute.
Carl.
Isn't he crazy?
Carl. It's
clam. Like,
it's clam,
cute.
Carl.
So what? Like, what is he as cute as? He's like, a cake on the face. Let it go, Carl. Let it go.
Carl, look, this clam has cake on his face too. Clam. Look, Carl, it's a clam. Clam, Carl, Carl, clam, clam, clam.
So
Carl, clam.
Lindsay, out of nowhere, is like, I'm going to put my hand in the water. Why? I don't know. Who says that? I'm going to put my hand in the water. I've never
I
want to
see
that.
If it's true if water feels wet or does it just feel like air.
And then Lauren's like, I'll come.
Hey, Lindsay, you want to talk at the water? Well, let's put our hands in the water. Wow, Lindsay, how deep is your hand? My hand's a little deep. Is your hand deep? Too?
Just one. Let's put one
sand.
Hand in
I'm
the water.
I'm touching sand.
Hand,
do you feel
hand,
sand?
Hand,
is that sand?
Hand,
is that you?
Hand,
is that your
hand,
foot?
Carl,
is that your
Carl,
foot?
Hand,
is it Carl? Is that
hand,
a clam
hand,
or is your
Carl,
foot?
Hand, hand,
I can't tell. A lot of things are happening. Do you see Blue Planet too? It's really good. It's got a blue planet. It's not. It's about our planet, which isn't totally blue, but like it's mostly blue, and there's like a lot of blue in it. So like, do you watch it?
So Lauren, to start this conversation, I'm thinking, oh, they're semi-sober. They'll make up or whatever. So Lauren's like, I have tortoiseshell glasses, okay? So I don't want to make excuses, but Carl, that's my excuse for every fight. It's Carl, okay? It's Carl. Orville Redenbacher, Carl. Like popcorn, what? You have to get it to a certain heat. Like, that's how it is. Like, you heat up Carl, and then you get popcorn. And Lindsay's like, thanks for the apology. I'm like, what? That
yeah, there was no
happened.
Apology. Yeah, she's like, I totally get it because of Everett. And it was like Everett and sand and clams. And it's like Everett. It's like Everett Bake. And like, I don't know. You got to make sure you wash your Everett. Otherwise, it might get sand in your Everett. So like, yeah, I get it. Thanks for the apology. And like, yeah, I'm just like, I was just like really aggressive. And like, you didn't deserve to be aggressive. And like, this is the sort of tone I like to talk in. Like this, here's a tone I don't like to talk in, but there's a tone I like to talk in. And like, sometimes I talk in this tone, but this is like my favorite tone. Do you like this tone? This is my favorite tone.
Lindsay's like, here's my single Lindsay tone. Everett,
like
Everett, Everett, Everett.
That's a good tone.
Like, I
Everett.
Get it. Are you waiting tables?
Yeah.
Like, you're serving everybody. You're serving so many people. But then she still starts fighting the same thing. She's like, remember when you were talking about me and Kyle or Carl? And she's like, I wasn't. I was talking about Everett because of some 4th of July bullshit because the meat dumped me or whatever. And she's like, nah, 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 nah. They're like, let's just agree to disagree. Now, this is how crazy people form friendships when they're like, I'm not listening to you. You're not listening to me. But we're the only people at this party who like each other. Really, at the end of the day. So let's just be friends. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. So then Kyle's talking to Amit about like wanting to live vicariously through him because he gets to sell bang chicks and stuff. And then this whole clam bake and dig thing is part of like the – I think it's pronounced Chinook, even though it's spelled Chinook. I think it's Chinook. That's the way Danielle from Hoboken said it. The Chinook people who are like natives of like, – indigenous to eastern Long Island, I guess. So they did like a whole – they're doing like a whole presentation, and this guy goes – I love this part. He's like, you know what we're doing right now? This is a gathering. You know what we call it? We call it a powwow. And then all the girls go, powwow.
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 Did you go to the powwow? Did you go to the powwow?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell Ira about the powwow. I'm going to tell Ira about the powwow.
Why are you talking about me and Carl right now?
Carl, you're at the powwow?
Who did Carl powwow? Who did Carl powwow? Who did Carl powwow?
Do you ever call it a wow pow? It could be a wow pow or powwow. It could go with the wow pow.
I love that the Native Americans were like, okay, white people, a gathering is called a powwow. Grill your clams, get food poisoning, and stop calling us. And they're like, oh my God, Native Americans, powwow, powwow, powwow. It's totally different. It's totally different now. And Kyle's like, we're very fortunate. Yay, Indians.
Yeah,
and
there
then
was
they
a,
had a drum circle.
Yeah, there was like a drum circle. It was, and there was like singing and stuff, which was all very cool. And then they all did like a big traditional dance all together. And I have to say, watching Carl participate in this traditional Shinnehockin dance made me feel uncomfortable. I don't know why. I was like, I don't like this.
It's like it counts less, you know?
Yeah. Like seeing his bullshit grin, because you know he's going to go and tell people, like, yeah, I'm really like one. I'm working on myself. Like, I was just dancing with the Shinnehockin people, and like, they have a way of life that's just so special. And I really got to know them, and they got to know me. And like, I'm working on myself. And I don't know. I've been told that another time I would have been a great Shinnehockin warrior. I don't know.
Yeah, I just felt bad because it's like so white people, you know? And they know too. They're like, we get extra if we bring, you know, 10 people to this powwow. And they're like, okay, fucking stupid white people. I went to this thing in Palm Desert. And it was like it was Native Americans playing Native American music and stuff. And there's this rich white guy in the middle. And you know he's rich because he's in the middle. And he's got a little drum or whatever. It's like, oh, this is his thing, you know. And they were like, here's the Native American song for the river. And they're like, tamale, tamale, you know, like the songs.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's the Native American song for waterfalls. Tamale. And I'm like, these guys just told this rich white guy, everything is tamale. Learn it on your drum. And so me and my friends making fun of the white guy the whole time. The whole weekend, we're like, tamale, tamale. Here's a song about the mountains in the distant. Tamale, tamale. And that's what
here's
this was.
A song. Here's a song about... delicious maize concoction that's served in corn husk. Tamale, tamale, tamale.
Yeah, and the white people are like, oh, we feel better. And Steven's like, yeah Native American. Even Steven was like, Native Americans, right? Like, it totally worked.
Yeah, I was,
I was so embarrassed for white people, but, like, so happy for this show because it was
so
hilarious.
I feel like the show really got into its petty groove. Like, finally, the petty arguments, the stupid shit, Carl complaining about the cake in the face, like, shut up, Carl. The bullshit between Lauren and Carl, you know, it's getting to the place that I'm very happy about. So I'm, like, extremely excited.
I love
so
that
happy.
Amit hates it, but he's, like, kind of the same douche. It's like
he'll
go home and just fuck tons of people. Like, he's still the same douche, but he's like, I don't get it. I love this show. It's a good show.
I love it.
Any show that can get me to rewind to type things down properly, I mean, for me, that's worth it. Tamale, tamale,
tamale. Carl, like that song, Carl? I like
Carl,
it.
Carl? Hey, Carl. Well, the song is written about you. It's called Tamale. It's like, oh, jeez.
Yourself and Carl. I bet you think the song is written about you. But guess what? That song is Tamale. That's about you, Carl.
You think the song is Tamale, Tamale, Tamale.
Carl, I got clouds in my coffee, Carl. Carl, I got clouds in my coffee. Well, it sounds like you are ready to start vaping because I could hear your kitchen door swinging open and closed. So why don't we put you out of your misery and let's pivot to our own Tamale songs. Whatever that means. I don't know. Sometimes I just say things just to say them, you know?
Yeah, it's like that Friday before Christmas where you're like, we're off for 2 weeks, which we're not.
Except tomorrow, which we're not, because tomorrow we're back with Top Chef. Mm-hmm. So you guys, watchyourcrapids.com, buy those tickets, go get those Houston tickets. Let's sell out Houston, guys. Let's do it. Let's do it. And we'll be back to talk some Top Chef tomorrow, which should be really, really good. Happy Olympicsing and stuff.
Yeah, you guys, congrats to everybody who's, like, strong and athletic. Enjoy the Olympics.
If you're listening to this in the Olympic Village, what's up? Go America.
What's up, guys? Congrats on all those condoms you got. Yeah. The biggest news story so far is they have more condoms than any Olympics before that. And I'm like, good for them.
Yeah. And they're in South Korea, so they're probably like Samsung condoms, like ultra high tech, and spy at you.
At yeah. Night. They're like watching The Good Wife through their penis while they have sex. I'm into it, guys.
I like it. Great resolution.
Thank you. And thank you to Danny Pellegrino for filling in, for being amazing.
Yeah, he's a joy. He is a joy. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.